This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Your official home to talk New York sports is WFAN. Call us anytime at 888-808-1019. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah, play my Reggie beat.
What a day and night. Another 5 hour KM to AM. Shout out to Loogie. Just set it up on a tee for me. I'm about to just knock that one out. Too easy. 888-808-1019. All these guys. Evan. Man, get these Mets fans up out of here with these goofy takes. Juan Soto. Hyper glazing Soto. Everything is not about Juan Soto. That Chevy's not even about Juan Soto. I'm sure Steve Cohen has some type of deal with the local Chevy dealer down there. Stop yourselves. You know what we're going to get into. It's a Yankee day and night. And history has been made. The facial hair policy has been changed. I repeat, the New York Yankees have actually stepped into the future. Now, let's go back in time a little bit. If you heard any of my shows last week, right? We talked about this. Two weekends ago, we talked about this. And, you know, I'm not going to take credit for the change. And I appreciate all of the Yankee fans that have hit me to be like, you did this. I played a little part. Juan Soto played zero part in this. Juan Soto can't grow a beard. And, just remind yourselves, if you want to be big bro, stop acting like lil bro. Just please keep that in the front of your minds. The Mets manager was in here today, or he wasn't in here today. He called in today. Thought he might be in here. Thought it might be on us. He called in. Shout out to Carlos Mendoza. I was able to catch a little bit of that. Oh, he learned under Aaron Boone, the newly extended Yankees manager. Oh, the Yankees literally granted you access. They allowed the Mets to interview and take him. Eric Chavez as well. The Yankees don't do anything with the Mets in mind. There is no counter to the Mets' moves. The Mets' whole identity is to get out of the shadow of the New York Yankees. So let's clear that up right away. 888-808-1019. They did not make this move because Juan Soto took a family suite. It's business. Where else have you heard of a team giving out family suites and premium tickets? They just took a hit for the next 15 years. Steve Cohen can afford it. But the Yankees stood their ground against the Supreme Court of Soto. Aaron Judge doesn't get a free suite. Derek Jeter didn't get a free suite. Did you see Jeter with the AI image of himself with the beard? Yeah. The captain loves it. Former Yankees are loving it. Former Yankees are speaking out saying new rules. CeCe was there. CeCe posted new rules. It happened. And you can call me tonight and say George is rolling in his grave. He's not. You can call me tonight and say, oh, I hate it. Hate it then. Stop watching the team. Stop rooting for the Yankees. Hal Steinbrenner came out and told you his thinking. And that's where I give credit to Hal Steinbrenner. 888-808-1019. Hal Steinbrenner came out and said that he made this move. This is after years of consideration. He made this move after talking to players past and present. He made this move to get in front of this. And that was my take last week, right? Like, one of my takes last week. I had a bunch of points. And Hal didn't say anything about my points, so I can't take credit. But if you want to give me credit, I will take your credit, and we'll have fun, and we'll laugh about it, and we'll celebrate it tonight. The Yankees are on my screen right now. Little Yankee Encore. They brought the little bug back that says Encore. They used to do the replay and not have Encore for a little while. Did they have it last year? Anyway, whatever. That Yes Network music hit like crack in the 80s today. Bum, 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 ha, bum, 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 bum. We're back, baby. So, you know, shout out to Hal Steinbrenner because he didn't have to do this. 49 years of this. He didn't have to do this today. Last night I was telling you Stephen A. Smith sucks. He comes out and says, oh, I don't need this. Why are you doing a whole press conference for this? I need championships. Well, maybe this leads to one. Maybe the bearded Yankees actually bring it back, bring it home, bring the parade back. This shows me they're willing to adjust, to change, and evolve. This isn't the first thing. There's a lot of things that have changed, right? I talked last week about Jazz Chisholm and them letting him express himself. Wear your chains. Wear your belts. Wear your socks and your gloves and your different color cleats. Be you. Last year, they let the guys wear the seafoam green accents. People hated that. You know, I had in my notes, I didn't actually get this out last week, but the Yankees were slow to adopt a Pride Night, if you can remember. They started to catch flack for that some years ago. They were slow to have Pride Night, you know, and do a night for the LGBTQ community. I know there's a bunch of you probably call and say something stupid about that, but the Yankees, they did it in their own way. They waited and they honored Stonewall, and they did it in their own way. The Yankees, they are different than every other team and organization. They can march to the beat of their own drum. There are 29 teams in the New York Yankees. And this made national news. It made national news before today. Like, Devin Williams will actually be the player that we point to and say, hey, this guy had a nice beard. This guy came in. And follow me here, because I told you guys, I met him at Pinstripe Pride. I got to hang out with him for a few minutes, talk to him. He had that beard for six, I think this is going on 7 years. And he held out on shaving that beard until the absolute last moment. Probably had it shaved right before he put on his pinstripe Yankee spring training hat. And then everybody in the baseball world that saw the guy that was just ranked as the number one reliever in baseball, everyone in the baseball world that saw him without his beard for the first time, myself included, said, whoa. I said, yo, they zapped his aura. Yo, that's not right. It almost felt cruel. I think I cited those viral videos of kids that get in trouble in school and their parents make them shave their heads or cut their locks or shave their head and the kids are kicking and screaming. It felt not right. And I talked about society and I talked about this day and age, right? I talked about Devin Williams specifically because I got to hang out with him. He is quiet as kept. He's humble. He's a beast on that mound, though. And he will be a free agent after this year, though. So this isn't about a free agent that was on the team last year that left. This is a move for the future. This is a move. The Yankees said, we got to get in front of this. Now's the time. Because there are also guys like Max Fried, Paul Goldschmidt, Cody Bellinger that have come in and all shaved and fell in line. They didn't make a big deal out of it. Devin Williams didn't make a big deal about it. Like, he said it is what it is, quietly, and accepted it. Because he respects the Yankees. He respects the history. But you know what? These guys, as pro ball players, these guys as some of the best in the world, professionals, they deserve respect as well. 888-808-1019. And you know what Hal Steinbrenner decided to do today? Put some respect on these grown men's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Names. And it's no disrespect to his father. It's no disrespect to Yankees past. It is just getting with the times, man. It is just getting with the times. So Devin Williams, you know, when I saw your team photo and you had the little 5 o'clock shadow and the stubble, maybe you knew. And Hal said he talked to specifically Aaron Judge, Gerrit Cole, and Giancarlo Stanton. And none of them pushed back. Not one of the Yankee players said, hey, we need to follow tradition. So who are you as a fan to call up tonight and say, I don't like this. This isn't the Yankees. Oh, they're undisciplined now. You're wrong. And I can't wait to see the bearded bombers. I can't wait to see the beard gang Yanks. They're not all going to do it. They all can't grow a beard. But I did not think that this was going to happen today. I'll go back to last night. I was on air after the Four Nations Championship, United States loses. I took more hockey calls than I ever took on air. And when I go home, I can't come down from it. I'm watching ESPN. I'm on Twitter. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Like, the whole world is still talking hockey. Like, the NHL won. So I didn't actually fall asleep until 4 a.m. I wake up this morning, 9:07. Something woke me up. Maybe God tapped on me like, yo, check your phone. I check my phone. There's a bunch of missed calls, texts, tweets, yo, bro, they changed the beer policy. Yo, you call for this. Yo, they heard you. Yo, keep doing your thing, bro. Keep talking that talk. And one of the main things that I said was, hey, this generation, and Hal spoke about this generation, right? He spoke about future generations. I said, this generation of players, like in the NBA, Jared McCain, first round draft pick of the Philadelphia 76ers, they call him the Zesty Hooper. He can shoot with the best of them. He wears nail polish. And Ryan Williams, the freshman wide receiver, 17-year-old phenom at Alabama, has $2.3 million in NIL deals, just signed a deal with a nail polish company. These guys are some of the best in their sports. They're wearing nail polish. Now, me, growing up in the 90s, that wouldn't have flown. I wouldn't have been able to step out there on the basketball court or a football field with painted nails. One of my coaches would have been like, let's not do that. But now these guys, that's a part of their identity. That's a part of their social media impact and presence. That's who they are. It's being allowed. And I said last week, there's going to come a time, there's going to come a player, a free agent or a homegrown Yankee that grows this social presence, grows this identity, starts to get known for his look, his aura, his swag, his moxie, and it may include a beard. It may include some flow, some lettuce, a little bit of long hair. Hell, I've got long hair, and I got attacked. Mostly racist, but people saying to me, oh, your employer should make you cut your hair just because you want to look like a thug. Just because I'm like, and that's crazy. We got to stop judging people. Let people be who they are. If you look good, you play good. You play good, you are good. You play good, they pay good. And the Yankees want to pay good players to stay in their organization. And this was a small little thing that probably stopped more players than we know from signing with them. Hal also spoke on that. He said that there was a non-roster invite, probably a bat that we're all screaming for, right? Probably a hitter that was like, my agent will get back to you. I don't want to shave. I don't want to fall in line. They're the only team that was doing this. There were 29 other options for players to sign with where they could keep their beard or keep their hair. I am so proud of the Yankees for not just staying stuck on stupid, not just staying stuck on their old ways and saying, we're the Yankees. I called them out. I said, you don't win like the Yankees of old. You don't win championships like you used to do to live off of that anymore. You put a patch on the pinstripes. It says star with two R's insurance on the sleeve. There's a Nike swoosh over the sleeve. You changed the stadium. You built the judges' chambers and put a different player the whole season in front of the judges' chambers. What are we talking about? 888-808-1019. So, yeah, when I woke up today, man, it was party on. It was great. It's good when your takes actually age well. Old takes exposed, freezing cold takes. You guys should at me. You should tag me any other time you've got something to say. But now everybody's quiet on that front. Shout out to Hal Steinbrenner. It's his team. Shout out to Hal Steinbrenner noticing something with a player on his team like the Airbender, right? They saw that Airbender in camp. They're like, hey, this dude, hold on. This dude might be the change. You see him throw that pitch? If he wants a beer, we got to talk about it. And they talked about it, and they said it had been going on for years. And I'm very proud to be a Yankees fan. I'm very proud to be on WFAN. This microphone is powerful. I know the reach. I know how many people hear what we talk about. And I do think we all played a small part in this happening sooner rather than later. 888-808-1019. The Yankees also played today. The Yankees also did open up spring training today. It was glorious. Marcus Stroman, you guys made a big fuss about that about a week ago. He went out there, looked good, had a smile on his face. No worries. Maybe he gets traded. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's depth. But as guys start throwing, you know, guys get hurt. Chase Hampton had Tommy John surgery. JT Brubaker wore one today. Like, we're probably going to need him for a little while, and we'll see. And I think that the Yankees, unfortunately, I've been screaming for a bat with the news of Giancarlo Stanton being hurt. But I, like, as I looked at Peraza and as they showed you up there, Yorbit Vivas and obviously DJ LeMahieu and Oswaldo Cabrera, and then you heard from Hal, which I know this is something that pissed a lot of y'all off today. You heard from Hal when Chris Kirschner, shout out to Chris Kirschner, kept it all the way real, you know, asked him about the payroll. And he mentioned the payroll being over 300, right? They're over the luxury tax at 307, 308. And Hal straight up said, does having a huge payroll really increase my chances of winning a championship? I mean, it certainly helped the Dodgers last year, but hey, he leaned on the fact that we have Volpe, we have Austin Wells, we have Luis Gil. I was waiting for him to say Jason Dominguez, right? They are going to look to some of these younger players to offset the cost. They have a mix of talented young players. They have a mix of free agents, trades, veteran players. And for all the people that say that the Yankees don't develop players, they've developed one of the best players you've ever seen, Aaron Judge. And I get it. Aaron Judge shrinks in the postseason, but he's still one of the best players in the game. And like, you can't take that away from the New York Yankees that they found this guy, developed him, and turned him into what he is. 888-808-1019. We'll talk about what you saw from Will Warren. We'll talk about what you saw, like Paul Goldschmidt. I told you, Paul Goldschmidt has been one of my favorite players the last 10 years, from Arizona to St. Louis to now. He fell off a little bit, but he seems like he's right back on the horse in those pinstripes. Like, how crazy is it to see Cody Bellinger and Paul Goldschmidt in the batter's box with pinstripes? They are Yankees. It has honestly made me chill a little bit because I feel like they're not going to spend. They're not going to make a trade. They're not going to go over, you know, they're not going to go crazy right now to go add that other bat to the lineup. They're going to go with the options that they have. And maybe we do got to wait to the trade deadline. It is what it is. But I'm excited about this season. Today was a Yankee day. And don't let anybody tell you that, like, the Yankees have the Mets in their mind. They don't at all. Not making moves like this. Not 49 years in the making. Not making a move. Like, please. Like, all the hyper-glazing of Juan Soto is getting super corny. Worry about Juan Soto playing and carrying you to a World Series. Maybe the Mets should start shaving. It's been 10 years since your last appearance. About to be damn near 40 since you won. There's a whole two generations of Mets fans that haven't seen the Mets win a World Series. 888-808-1019. Taking calls all night. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Dave Sims will join us in about an hour. I have maybe a former Yankee joining us to talk about this later on. And maybe another surprise or two. Let's have fun tonight. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.